Yes, I'm Blair. Hi, a little nervous here. So, seeing some smiles, maybe a wave. I see a thumbs up, seeing some waves. I've been kind of silently saying the serenity prayer, just hoping for clarity, hoping that I'll be hearing myself, for myself, what I need to hear, and sharing some things that maybe you all need to hear or would like to hear. And well, I'll just start. I'm Blair. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm a food addict, and I'm bipolar. And I say that initially because it's part of my story. I won't go into a lot of it, but getting help for it, in addition to the food addiction and the compulsive overeating, has been a big part of my journey. So having gotten that out of the way, let me start. I have so much in common with everyone here on this meeting. As much as the details of our lives differ, be it weight, appearance, upbringing, where we live, we're here because we got desperate about our problems with food and felt we could no longer deal with the compulsion, the disease, the shame of it. Briefly, I grew up as the child of well-to-do, educated parents in a chaotic home in a small town in North Carolina, and my weight became a focus when I was 4 years old. I was restricted from treat foods, given a diet supplement drink called Metrical, and so it continued, including a pill that a fellow reminded me of called Tenuate Dospan, which is amphetamine. And if you can imagine an 11-year-old on an amphetamine, it was pretty exciting. And it continued like that. My answer to that was put on a good face, be funny, and please people, and steal food from the pantry, the fridge, and the freezer, and eat in my room. When life got harsh, that was my solution. That was my comfort. A great pleasure for me was the lovely food and love I received from my friends' moms. The quest, weight loss, diet, the quest for a perfect body, exercise, and binging, the insane need to be popular as a teen was an almost sole focus. I could never do well in school. In my teenage years, I added pot and alcohol as two other substances to binge on. The disease was always there as I moved into adulthood, and I gladly picked up that heavy stick to beat myself up, shaming myself, depriving myself were the only ways I would achieve that lofty goal. I think of so many squandered opportunities, career, as an actor, and then as a fundraiser, relationships with friends, so much to enjoy in life, and it was all about whether I felt good or bad about my appearance. Fast forward to marriage and becoming a mother, I felt inadequate as both and sought comfort in food. My top weight was 300 pounds, and I carried that weight for 10 years. I went through residential treatment centers, weight loss, drugs, therapists, diet programs, gyms. I sacrificed my marriage and motherhood in pursuit of that insane quest for the perfect body. Finally, I realized that weight loss surgery was my big answer. About this, I will say it was an effective weight loss tool, but the food addiction never left, and my alcohol problem became the other addiction that I turned to. In 2003, I found the 12-step rooms to gain sobriety. As I gave up alcohol, I returned to my primary addiction, food. I was such a good student in AA. I did service, got to meetings every day, but I had little comprehension of the messages of the steps. I relapsed in 2009, returned in 2011, and have been sober for 11 years now. I came to OA by way of AA, And while I'm grateful for that intensive exposure to the steps, I couldn't find recovery from addiction to food, from the chaos and pain I suffered and that I was causing other until an AA friend 12-stepped me into OA. My gift of desperation was delivered one afternoon in August 2019. I was clearing the kitchen of my binge foods, getting ready for my keto diet the next day. And I stood in front of the refrigerator and the pantry and in the kitchen and just went, this is impossible. This is insane. I can't go on another diet. I need help. And that's when the message of my friend from AA really sank in. And I went to the OA.org website. I looked up meetings. I found literature. And I started going to the phone meetings. And then finally I found a sponsor who I discovered really didn't want to talk to me. It was kind of a problem. But I was going to prove to her what a good student I was. So I got so abstinent that I got down to my sixth grade weight, which sounds odd because I was 5 feet tall and weighed a lot as a sixth grader. But when you're 5'7" and you get down to that weight, it's pretty thin. But I thought that restriction and OA was the best diet I'd ever found. It was like the answer. And I started giving advice to people in the meetings about how to stay abstinent, which was kind of humorous. And then I got with another sponsor who said, my job is just to help you find a higher power. And that's been the continuation of my journey. As pious as that sounds, it's not meant to. It's been very gradual. But I'll continue reading. As I gradually let go of food as my comfort, I was better able to listen to all of you, understand better what the big book and the AA and OA literature had to teach me. I needed to get the food fog lifted before I could fully comprehend, just like alcohol. And food is, as it's more dangerous to me and more insidious to me than alcohol was, which sounds incredible, but I really have this disease and this addiction. And here comes my strength. I was taught to develop a notion, an idea, and then trust in a power greater than myself, whom I call God. I was taught that this is a we program, a relief after so many years of hiding the problem, which everyone was well aware of, shaming myself, spending countless dollars on a cure. The cure came and comes when I remember every day that I'm a newcomer, like so many people I see today in this room that I've never seen before. Either you're new to the program or you're new to this meeting or you haven't been here very long. I'm that person too. And I've been here since October of 2019. And the more I call myself a newcomer, the better off I am. I've had good abstinence for 91 days today. And it's incredible. But the way I've done it is to fully listen and be willing to follow the suggestions that people give me. Pick up the phone. I don't want to pick up the phone, but I have these great conversations with people. I get ideas. I go into meetings and now I listen and take notes. And I do share, as everyone here will attest, I can't stop from raising my hand, but I also listen and I used to multitask and that's not so much anymore. And it's doing things like not only picking up the phone and listening, it's also getting the courage to say, I'm going to follow a food plan and I'm going to stick to it Okay, I'll try weighing and measuring. And I think that sounds insane. I'm going to commit my food, every meal to another fellow. I'm going to text him and say, I'm just praying to stick to my food plan for this meal and that it's enough. And that's a powerful tool. I never thought of using the phone that way. But let me continue with this. I'm a newcomer. The honesty that brought me here must be rigorous. I must be open to new ideas that are given me, and I must have willingness to put those into action, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk, saying, I will pick up that phone. I will read the literature. I will listen and get to meetings. And I'll try to do service, whatever I'm allowed, in 91 days. But the service I'm doing feels great. And it really means a lot. And the thing is, if you don't believe me, just try it. Just try it. It's a suggestion. No one's ever been able to, and many of you know, I've never been ordered to do anything. I've rarely been able to receive a suggestion, but somehow it's getting through. It's getting through because I keep coming back. I've been coming back for almost 3 years, and it feels like, oh, I'm getting it. I've worked the steps a couple of times, and each time I work on them, it means so much more. It has such incredible revelation for me that I can have faith. I can rely on a power greater than myself. I can not be afraid to make an amends, because making an amends feels really good. And I used to dread things like a fourth step. Now it feels right. I'll find a problem, a resentment, and I'll work a fourth step when someone suggests that, and I'll find my part in it. What a relief. I don't hang on to a resentment. I just go, okay, I'll clean up my side of the street. And whatever that other person does remains with them. Maybe there's reconciliation. Maybe there's just a sense of peace. But it's been such a powerful tool for me. And I've sort of synopsized what I've said here in my writing. Today, I meditate almost daily. I send up silent prayers for so many situations. I maintained a weight loss of 150 pounds. Some of that was due to the bypass surgery, but it's been a tool, not a cure. And just to clarify on that, after I had the weight loss surgery, I began a series of binging, more diets, more exercise, more binging, and went back and forth, and my weight began to climb towards 200 until I got into OA. And that's where I've been able to finally stay at a stable weight for the last couple of years. And that's why I feel like my recovery really is here. There are a lot of different tools to use. Weight loss surgery may be the one, and I'm not going to endorse it or condemn it. It's just part of my journey, and I hope it's heard as that. The best part of all of this isn't so much the physical recovery, but the restoration of sanity in my relationships. The way I think of myself and others and how I treat myself and them. I know I'm no longer the loneliest person in the room, the biggest victim. I'm not the fattest. I'm not the most stupid or the smartest or the funniest. I'm not focused on myself, but I'm genuinely enjoying other people. At the end of this, I want to say again, I'm a newcomer. I have no degree in recovery, nor will I ever. The best thing I can possibly B is receptive to ideas I have dismissed before as ridiculous, as impossible. A daily 10-step check-in used to feel impossible. And now it's something I do daily. And the poor people that have to read it every day, it's so long, it's epic. But it means so much to me. I do it for myself first to check in on how I'm working this program. Where's the funny, smart, know-it-all? Where did Blair go? She never existed, except in my head. And I like this version of me that was always waiting somewhere in the wings. A loving friend and wife and mother, ready to listen, laugh, speak from my heart, do service, even in little ways. Grateful every day in ways that surprise me. Genuinely joyful to experience life as it unfolds. This Blair surprises me, often delights me. I'm always getting to know you, my OA friends, better, genuinely loving you. And I'm abstinent again for 91 days, and it'll be 92 tomorrow, God willing. I've stopped fighting my past, the idea of a higher power, and my old beliefs. That's it.